Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
In light of the Colorado theater shooting, the Roman Show would like to pour their heart, send their prayers, and send their love to all those victims and those that we lost in this tragedy, and wish nothing but for the best in that community, and that they overcome this and only come back strong. May all those who lost their lives and their families have nothing but hope and nothing but a strong memory of those who lost their life. May all those who lost their lives rest in peace. On behalf of the Roman Show staff, we'd like to pour our prayers and hearts to those lost in the Colorado theater shooting. Our hearts go out to their family. And let's not take this as a stab to the nation, but as a way of uniting and combating issues like this man that opened fire. And let us learn from it. And we all hope that this community grows only stronger, just as the nation will. And God bless those who lost their lives, and Godspeed to those who were victimized.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show.
Yo, high five.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you, monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing.
We'll be right back.
episode of The Roman Show on this July 24th. Gosh, we're getting closer towards the end of the year, but boy, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure it's staying cool inside indoors as outside the scorching heat is unbearable at times. But guys, as you heard in the opening of the show, our hearts and our prayers for all those victims and those lost in the Colorado theater shooting, and we just hope nothing for the best and nothing but Godspeed in that community. And I'd like to point out that my hat goes off to actor Christian Bale, who spent over 2 hours at local hospitals in Colorado visiting those who were victimized in the shooting. There are several pictures out there around the internet, on social media, on network television, where Christian Bale has taken time out of his busy schedule to visit these guys. You know, that just shows you there how much this man, as Randall Diafania, who will be joining us later on here tonight, called him a class act. And that is just amazing. My hat goes off to Christian Bale. What a great person he is. As this tragedy scared all of us. I, for myself, I was actually watching a movie that same night when the incident happened, and I came out of the movie at around 3 a.m. Eastern time, so that the shooting had happened perhaps about an hour from the time that I had left the theater. And you know, if I would have prepared that, I definitely would have gotten very, very scared. So just amazing there what Christian Bale did, and again, our hearts and prayers go out to all the families and the victims recuperating. And I know that this tragedy will, I know it'll be a different nation after that situation, and obviously we'll let justice take its course with this man who has been accused or the suspect of the shootings. All right, guys. Well, we'd like to open up the show tonight. Our main man all the way in New York City, Johnny Knockout. You know, Johnny Knockout is a busy man, as you noticed via his Facebook page, that the man is very occupied. He's, as far as I'm concerned, last I checked, he was working on some sort of a movie deal or some sort of a commercial. We're going to get a hold of him right now, or we're trying to, because the man, from what I understand, is taking a little break. He's a little occupied, he stated earlier to me today. So Johnny will not be joining me tonight on the program. Unfortunately, he is on vacation, and from what I understand, he's working on his looks. And that's pretty serious. I don't know, but you guys would know. But in the meantime, we will have here tonight Jesse Neal. He's a former TNA superstar. We had him on the show a few months ago, and the last time he was on the program, it was to discuss his release from Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. And he stated that the reason he left, it's not because they wanted to bring him down and send him to OVW. It was more because of financial reasons. And he stated that here in the program, it was all over WrestleZone and all the wrestling media, and everyone was talking about it and giving their 2 cents. Jesse Neal was trained by such guys as the Dudley Boys, who are currently right now in TNA. We have Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley. They are in that company. They were also in WWE. So Jesse Neal definitely has a lot of experience. He is also a veteran who was involved in a bombing. He survived. Unfortunately, he lost one of his good friends. In fact, he has a tattoo dedicated to that friend that he lost in combat. So Jesse Neal will be joining us here later on, in just a few minutes, actually. Also, Jack Barone of Resistance Pro Wrestling will be calling into the program talking about, well, none other than Resistance Pro. Resistance Pro is a company that's growing by the minute, led by lead singer, the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corbin. And Jack is actually a business partner with Billy in this great company of Resistance Pro, where they hold several shows out there in Chicago, Illinois. And on this Friday, July 27th, they're going to have this great event, and you can get your tickets right now at resistanceprol.com.
It's going to be at the Teamster Auditorium, 328 South Marsh Field in Chicago, Illinois. It will be a taped show, and it will feature John Morrison, who was formerly in the World Wrestling Entertainment roster. John Morrison will be at Resistance Pro, and we have several topics to talk with John Morrison, with Marrone, as Resistance Pro is now filming a reality show on their Facebook page not too long ago. In fact, about 2 hours or so, they put a picture of Bobby Lashley. So we got to see if there's a little tie in there between the two companies. And also, they just announced that they have a working relationship with Dragon Gate USA. So that is definitely big. Dragon Gate USA, obviously, they have great talent. I had the opportunity to see them live during the WrestleMania weekend here in Miami, Florida. And I know that during the WrestleMania weekend in New York, they're going to be out there. They have pay-per-views all the time, so you can check that out. Hey, guys, make sure you call in at 714-868-0222. I'm riding solo today. Mr. Johnny, the Cinematic Superstar Knockout, is taking a little break. He is on vacay. Johnny, if you're listening, we need you out here, buddy. Giovanni, thanks so much for joining in and tuning in. I'd also like to give a special thank you to Mr. Andrew Zimmer. I was featured yesterday on the Travels Channel's Bizarre Foods, and I'd like to also appreciate and thank all those guys who tweeted and mentioned it on their social media. I really appreciate that. It was an honor to be out there and speak about my parents' culture and all the celebrations that they do of Nicaragua. And in fact, if you happen to be a descendant of Nicaragua, call in. See if you saw the show last night. I'd like to get your 2 cents. So those are the two folks we're going to have here in just a few minutes, starting off with Jesse Neal and Jack Barone of Resistance Pro. But we have lots to talk about as Raw 1000 took place last night. And I don't know about you guys, but I'd love to hear from you. Was it really overhyped? Did it really live up to the name? All this whole social media hyping it up with a tout and a Twitter. And at the end of the day, did it really deliver? Now, I'll be honest, according to the latest reviews, it averaged about over 6 million viewers. And this is for the 3-hour television rating. It averaged a 3.84. Mind you, the first hour was the lowest rating, was a 3.48. Now, this is actually a success considering that this is the first time that it's going to kick off the 3-hour Monday Night Raw show. So from here on out, every Monday Night Raw show will be 3 hours. So you got to give them credit where credit is due. They're stating here that this Monday Night Raw, easily, the best numbers that Monday Night Raw has done since the WrestleMania build-up in 2009, drawing over 1 million new viewers since last week's Money in the Bank follow-up show. So what does it mean from now on? Are the ratings going to go down? What are they going to build out now? And CM Punk, as we saw towards the end, seems like he's leaning towards the evil side. He is now a heel as he clotheslined The Rock. So maybe that could bring in some new fans. But those are the latest news there that we got on Monday Night Raw, and we'll be talking more. Even the whole AJ being announced as a general manager, what is your thoughts on that? You know that with weddings on Monday Night Raw, that never, never, never ends up right. We saw a whole bunch of legends return. Vader, Psycho Sid, Bret Hart. The list goes on and on. Heck, Animal was out there. He looked in great shape. So I'd like to get some of your take as far as what you thought about these legends and how they made their return. DDP was also out there. I know he did a little shout-out here on the Roman show. He was out there promoting his stuff. Trish was out there looking great as well. So let's see. In fact, we're going to see if we get a quick little few seconds here. Let's message Johnny Knockout, who's on vacay. I'm really curious to see what he is up to over there in Brooklyn, New York. Mr. Johnny Knockout, we're going to get a hold of him, and then we're going to speak to none other than just
you. You just reached IFBB Pro, Ken Jones, and Flash.
All right, well, Johnny Knockout, unfortunately, well, he is on vacay. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow the action on Twitter, at Roman DH, hashtag Roman Show, we're going to get a hold of Jesse Neal. I know some of you folks out there, some questions for Jesse. You'll be able to do so here on the Roman Show. Just make sure that you call in live at 714-868-0222. And trust me, Jesse has a lot of stuff to say. It's been some time since we last spoke to him. He's been in the indie scene getting, shaping up his things, his skills, sharpening his tools. We're going to hear from him. He also wrestled for NWA Ring Warriors and all so forth.
Hello?
Jesse. Jesse, how's it going, man? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm finally here.
Yes, sir. You're back on the show, man. You know, last time we talked, Jesse, we were talking about your release from TNA, and not too many people knew the real happenings, the real background stuff, and you explained it here on the show, but now you're back. You've been at it again. Now in the indie scene, Jesse, what have you been up to? You've had several shows across Florida.
Yeah, man, I've been real busy, man. I did some Ring Warrior stuff down in Bahamas. That was really good. A lot of, like, over 600 people showed up, man. It was really great. It was a great show down there. A lot of great fans down there, man. I just, you just walk out to the ring and you just feel the intensity from the fans. And you know, that's what makes it one hell of a sport, you know. And then, you know, I've been working with FOW down in Deerfield and Fort Lauderdale area and stuff, having a lot of good friends down there, like Snake Master. Thanks, Jeff. You're the man. And, you know, just having a lot of fun on the indies, man, you know, because that's what it's about, man. And ever since, you know, I came from or I walked away from the other company, you know, I just, you know, I want to have fun, man, you know, because that's the name of the game. The name of the sport, you know, is to have fun and hone your craft and be the best at what you do. And, you know, I'm finding my way.
And you just said the key word, honing your craft, because the last time we spoke, you said that you were okay if you had to go to Ohio and get a couple of training in there with OVW when TNA released you. And you're doing it in the indie. What have you learned in your time away from some of the big promotions like a TNA or any of the other guys?
You know, I just learned a lot about the business side of it and stuff like that. You know, when I was there, I just, you know, I kept my mouth shut and my ears open, you know what I mean? And I soaked everything up like a sponge, you know, just like the way Bubba and Devon taught, you know. And, you know, I take their words, you know, to the highest extent, and, you know, I did exactly what they told me to do. And I've learned a lot, man, and the fans and, you know, the boys and the business, I mean, just wait, man. You know, I got, I'm becoming myself, and I'm definitely enjoying being myself now, you know, and that's just the name of the game. I mean, you'll have more fun just being yourself.
Now, Jesse, I've gotten some messages, I've gotten some tweets that you've been in contact with the World Wrestling Entertainment. Is there any accuracy to this?
You know, basically with, you know, WWE has always been a dream of mine. Well, basically, like, since, you know, I left the Navy and stuff, you know, Tribute to the Troops is my WrestleMania. I've said that numerous of times. And, you know, just the feeling of, like, you know, just wanting to be doing something and it means something like that to me, like Tribute to the Troops, and it means something to the troops. And, you know, like, I just, you know, I dream about it. You know what I mean? I'm still like that little five-year-old that dreams about it, being that superhero that, you know, stands out and, you know, shows people that, you know, you could stand up for yourself. You know, you don't have to be bullied. You know, you could be a star. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. It's being a superstar, you know, an entertainer, you know. So, you know, that's basically my WrestleMania. I mean, me and WWE, I'm just like everybody else. I've sent in my resumes. I've sent in my tapes to all the companies. And, you know, I'm just hoping for the best and hopefully, you know, one of them sees something in me that they can work with, you know, and I can go back to work.
And Jesse, with that being said, the WWE here, you know, they like your stuff, but what can you promise the WWE? I mean, what's this new Jesse we're talking about so people could be prepared for?
Well, I mean, basically what I'm bringing out is, I mean, like, I got a show this Saturday at PWX here in Orlando, Florida, PWX Extreme. You know, and that's always a really good show. You know, a lot of good people, a lot of good fans that always come out. And, you know, they're definitely going to see another side of me and stuff. You know, of course, the mohawk. I still got it, guys. Don't worry. Still got the mohawk. It's longer than ever. And, I come out with a gas mask now, meaning, you know, just because I'm being myself and it has, like, American flag painted on it that I did and it's, like kind of dripping away and stuff. Just to, you know, show the people that, you know, no matter how bad a situation is, kind of like, you know, like Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and all the politics and government stuff, all the bad stuff that's happening, you can always overcome that and become something and become that, I don't know, I don't want to sound weird, but like a shining star or something, like a light to lead people through the darkness, you know, and that's the thing with me, is that I want to do something in my life. I'm 32 years old, and yes, ladies, I look a lot younger, and, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I want to be that leader, you know what I mean, and I believe it, I feel it, and I know it in my heart and my soul, I know I can be that leader, and I'm going to start showing people, you know.
That's right. Now, knowing, Jesse, that you've been out here in the indies, I'm sure that you perhaps encountered some legends that were in the WWE. What have you learned? What advice have you taken from these guys? And are you also still in talks with the Dudley Boys, Bubba and Ray, who trained you?
Oh, of course, man. They're like, I always say, like, Bubba and Devon are like my fathers in wrestling, man. I owe them everything. Those guys are amazing. Tag team singles. I mean, it doesn't matter how long they've been in the business. They can still be the future. You know what I mean? I mean, Bubba and Devon, they're in excellent shape. They're in better shape than anybody, and I can still say they can take anybody out there. I mean, once, you know, I start coming back, maybe, I don't know, but watch out, Devon. I got abs. And, but, you know, I've, of course, I listen to them and remember what they taught me. Let me think off the top of my head. I mean, I've talked to so many people. I mean, of course, the other company, I was in talk with a lot of people. But, like, even on the indies, the Headbangers down towards Miami and Fort Lauderdale, those guys are amazing, man. They're awesome down there. They work for, like, FOW, Ring Warriors, and all kinds of places. They're so busy and so talented. And, like, it was just insane what they, you know. And they're actually down to earth. They're cool people.
You saw Billy Gunn at NWA Ring Warriors.
Oh, dude, Billy Gunn is amazing. And to see him on Raw 1000, man, I got, like, little goosebumps, you know what I mean? Because when he was out on that ring, man, if anybody deserved to be on that show, it's Billy Gunn. He is amazing. He looks better than any freaking wrestler in the business today, man. He's amazing. And the brain in that guy, man, he is so knowledgeable. He's one of the top five in my book, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, Billy Gunn does look great in shape. We had a chance. The fact that David, you were wrestling, and I went, man, you keep good in shape. I mean, they're about 43 or something like that, 44, around that.
He's insane, man. He's doing it, man. He's living the dream, man. He's loving it, man. He's having fun. He's doing good. And, you know, I don't blame him one bit, man.
And now, in the indie scenes, you were teaming up, and I know in one of the NWA Ring Warriors shows, you teamed up with your girlfriend, Christina Von Erie. How's that going? You still teaming up with her? You're still traveling with her?
Actually, unfortunately, we actually parted ways. You know, like, I mean, I always felt, and I always feel now that, you know, she's a very beautiful girl. She's very talented in the ring. And, you know, I just hope people appreciate that. And she has a bright future ahead of her, and I hope nothing but the best for that girl. She's amazing.
And is it difficult to have a relationship while you're in this industry and both of you guys work in the industry?
Yes, it's, I mean, everybody has their, it's more of a challenge, I think. It's 100%, 110%, you know, you got to put into it. And, you know, me and Christina, we're on two different paths, man. We have, different goals and different outlooks on life. And, you know, I don't blame her none. I mean, we're still friends. If I see her, you know, at a show or something, I have no problem giving her a hug, man. She's a beautiful girl and she's cool to talk to.
Well, I have Lorraine Jesse who wants to know what is or was the most exciting moment so far in your career.
I think that's yet to come, brother.
Jesse, I want
no,
you to go back.
Actually,
go ahead.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, and it just popped in my head, the most exciting moment in my career to date, and I'm going to try not to get mushy and stuff, and if Devon listens to it, I'll probably tear up or something. But it was when I went out there with Bubba and Devon against the Nasty Boys, and we took care of the Nasty Boys, and Bubba and Devon stood right in the middle of the ring and had me in the middle of them holding my arms up. I literally teared up when that happened because the Dudleys, they mean so much to me, you know, training-wise and, you know, growing up watching the business and stuff like that and what they've done for me. Just that single moment in time right there will last forever.
And I could imagine, man, just coming up, you know, coming out of the service and getting a shot and being trained by these
guys. Yeah, it's insane, man. Like, I didn't, you know, I'm just another, you know, everybody says, you know, I'm just another tattooed up guy out of the military. But, you know, once they start getting to really know me and stuff like that, they'll see I'm kind of different. I'm definitely different than the mold. You know what I mean? I stand out. When actually people listen to me and actually talk to me, they get to know me. And they actually really get to see who I really am and what I'm about, you know, instead of just a mohawk and tattoos and stuff. I actually, you know, I want to lead something, man. I want to make something happen. I want to spice things up a little bit or whatever, how you want to put it, you know what I mean? And it's all about the fans, you know, as long as they're clapping and screaming, man, that's all good for me.
And speaking of tattoos, you know, Jesse, we see more of a resurgence of this. You know, for example, we got CM Punk, who has a couple of tattoos or a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
He's a champion of the WWE. We got a person like yourself. We got several others who wore tattoos. A-Train or
what do you call it? Rock.
The Rock, obviously. He had the whole tattoos.
The Rock.
Do you think that now people are just accepting it? Back then, it was like taboo. It was like, oh, he has a tattoo.
With the tattoo thing, you know, before it was like, oh, no, you can't have tattoos. But right now, like what CM Punk's doing, The Rock, you know, the people that are they're standing out, man. They're not just tattoos, I mean, but they're standing out. I mean, CM Punk being a WWE champion, you know, The Rock being one heck of an entertainer in the sports industry and movies and just anything. And it's showing people that they can actually step outside their shell. They don't have to worry about what the next person is going to say to them or bully them or, you know, or they're going to be bashed for saying what they believe in or showing what they believe in, as in like a tattoo, what meaning it says and stuff like that. They can stand out and be their own star in their own book. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about. That's what life is about. Not even just wrestling, man. We're getting down to the nitty gritty, man. We're going to do some psychology stuff on this interview.
Yeah, and I know you've been working on some stuff with the community, and I know we'll touch base on that. Let's take this quick phone call, Jesse.
Oh.
I know Lorraine has been here waiting, and she'd like to ask you personally. Lorraine, you're on the show with Jesse Neal. You have a question for Jesse?
Yes, hi. I was wondering, out of all the wrestlers, who is your top one that you would love to wrestle that you have not wrestled yet?
Uh-oh, who would that be? Uh-oh.
It can even include legends.
Let me think. Like I always say, and people, I got the answer. I got the answer. But what people think is completely wrong, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. The person I would love to spend at least 2 minutes in the ring that I have not yet been in the ring with would probably be Triple H. And this is why. Because look what that man has done. He has become something great in his time in wrestling. And he is so knowledgeable in that ring. Everything that he does in that ring means something. Not only to the fans, but into the competition of the fight. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm after. That's what I'm wanting to soak up on my sponge, you know. That's what I'm wanting to learn. And I believe that's the next step in my book, you know. And I just, honestly, I think, you know, Triple H is a great wrestler. And another one would be Kurt Angle, but I was already in the ring with him, and that was, he beat the crap out of me, but it would definitely be, like, rememberable, and I love that man. He's an awesome guy.
Tell me about wrestling with Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle, obviously a celebrated wrestler. You won an Olympic gold. How different was that compared to the rest of the guys that you wrestled in the ring?
I'll tell you what. Kurt Angle is a straight-up, stand-up guy. You know, he is an amazing guy, amazing person, amazing athlete, and he's legit, man. In that ring, it's like, I started off a six-man tag with him on the house shows, you know, and just standing across the ring from Kurt Angle, you know what I mean? I mean, that's intense. That's even intense just to say it, you know what I mean? And just to get in there and wrestle around with him and just, you know, I hope maybe later on down the road, you know, we meet up again or something and, you know, and he could teach me some more stuff and stuff like that, but being in that ring, that little bit of time with him was amazing. I mean, I'll never forget it. It was definitely intimidating, I'll tell you that. I mean, I might be a big dude with tattoos and all aggressive and stuff, but that's Kurt Angle, you know what I mean? So, but it was fun. I loved it, and I'll always remember it.
And now, Jesse, you were down here during in South Florida for the whole WrestleMania weekend, and I'm sure you caught up maybe with some guys you used to work with in the other company and some guys that you could possibly maybe be working in a new company. Tell us your experience out there, and was this your first ever WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I actually was in the stands at WrestleMania 24 in Orlando,
and just to feel like the energy and the electricity in the crowd, and before even anybody come out, and just the anticipation and being a fan again, you know what I mean? It's amazing. And I mean, I wasn't at this WrestleMania in Miami because I had some shows to do and stuff like that. But even just being in the city that WWE is involved in, it's electric, man. Things are happening, man. The whole weekend, the whole entire week, you got all the wrestlers from WWE out there doing their thing and donating their time and stuff like that for the fans. And just to know that's going on and people to appreciate the wrestling business and bringing it to the next level that it needs to go makes me really proud to be in this business.
And knowing that you met these veterans and you mentioned how you learned a thing or two from Kurt Angle. The perfect example, Heath Slater yesterday, you know, he paid his dues with these legends, you know, with the Vaders and the Psycho Sids. For you to face guys like these, I mean, that's almost like putting you on a pedestal, you know, to be like, gosh, you know, it doesn't matter if I win or lose, but I'm wrestling guys that I looked up to when I was a kid.
Right, exactly. It's overwhelming, man. I can't even, to be honest with you, it's like a feeling you can't describe, you know. It's a drug with no end to the high, you know, man. It's just insane, like, to stand across the ring from somebody you sat, like, as a teenager or a little kid watching on TV, and now you're in there learning from them, fighting them, you know, in competition with them, you know. It's an amazing feeling, man, and I'll never give it up. It's insane. But also, before I forget, I wanted to announce that I'm actually going to a convention here at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando on the 1st. I think they switched the date on me. It's on the 1st. And it's awareness for EB, which is a disease, connective tissue disease. It's like blistering in the skin and muscle membranes on little kids, man. And I'm actually going there to speak about bullying because these little kids, man, they're like really sensitive to touch, and their skin is all like blistered and it like burns, you know. And it's just a disease that they're born with. And I just really want to get out there and. You know, and if anybody else wants to go out there and show their support, they're more than welcome, man. Gaylord Palms, man. It's going to be a great event. I'm going there to speak about bullies because I'm sure that the way I look, I ain't got to worry about no bullies. So I'm going to teach those kids, man. I'm going to talk to them. We're going to get a bunch of pictures, a lot of good times, sign some 8x10s for them. It's just going to be a good day, man. And if anybody else wants to go out there and join me, man, they're more than welcome. I'll sign them an 8x10. But it's going to be insane, man.
Do you have the details in that? Is this a Gaylord Palms? Do you have the address over there? Is it in Orlando?
Yeah, it's in Orlando. It's a huge resort, Gaylord Palms. All you got to do is Google it up, and it'll show everything. Well, and like I said, it's for the kids, man, and that's what I like to do. And granted, I'm not with any major company or contracted or anything like that, but I still like to do that because doing stuff like that makes it worth getting in that ring and, you know, putting our bodies on the line and something to look forward to when I'm old and gray. You know, I can always look back to that and hopefully tell my grandkids about it one day and, you know, and just make a difference in this world. This world is pretty rough, and especially for kids like that with that kind of disease, you know, it means something to them, so it means something to me.
And you know what, with so much bullying, and I know that the WWE is strong on that, the whole bully campaign, anti-bully campaign, and we just saw this theater shooting in Colorado. I think it's so efficient for, you know, people like yourself who are known to go out there and put out the word about bullying and all these things that are affecting our society, Jesse.
Yeah, well, the thing about bullying is I kind of bring it to a different level because, I mean, everybody knows what actual bullying is, and it's hard to walk away from something like that, you know? But I tell people, and my message, I guess you could say, is to be yourself, because the first step to being against bullying is to stand up for yourself. Be yourself. Do not be afraid to speak how you feel. You know, I see all the time, I mean, I've been halfway around the world and all over the country and just all different schools around, like, Orlando, my hometown, man. I go to a lot of schools and I talk to them. I see it from day to day, and it kills me inside because I see these kids, they're wanting just to burst out with, you know, their imagination and stuff, but they're scared to. And that's what's a good thing about wrestling in general, is that a lot of us are starting to stand out about it, and it's giving these kids strength, and that's our future. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, coming out and speaking your mind. And that's my message, man, just to go out and be yourself. And And don't worry about the next person and what they're going to say to you, man, because that's how you be a star in life, man. Be your own star.
And there's a lot of athletes who were victims of bullying. One of them right now that just comes to my mind is mixed martial artist Georges St. Pierre, who was bullied as a kid, and look at him now.
Yeah, look at him now. Who's going to bully that guy, huh?
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to bully him. And that's one thing, Jeff.
I'm glad you actually brought that up, because Georges St. Pierre, I mean, he comes out and he says that he was bullied and stuff like that, but look at him now. Look at his future. And it shows, like, when we go out there and speak to people like Georges St. Pierre did, you know, it shows these kids, look at his future. I can do that same thing, so why should I worry about this bully? You know, and then the bullies will dwindle themselves. I mean, you know, that will take care of themselves if you just be yourself, man. It's not like, you know, you don't have to be intimidated by the bullies, because you can be the intimidator, and that's what you need to be.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just amazing when you look at Georges St. Pierre. Who would ever have thought that this guy was getting picked on? And Jesse, now, as far as yourself, would you ever consider maybe going into MMA?
Ah, too many concussions, brother. They wouldn't allow it. Well, I'll tell you what. MMA, to be honest with you, I have all the respect in the world for those guys, except one. That's a joke. I have all the respect for those guys. Those guys train, man, night and day. And their training is, oh, my God, it's above anything, man. It's insane what they do, man. And to get in that steel cage and just go at it, man, I'm telling you, the things that I've been through in the military, and I couldn't stop. A referee would not stop me, and I think that's why what keeps me away from that. And I love the wrestling fans too much, man. I love being in front of them, entertaining them, and as long as I'm doing that, I'm going to still do it. So I can't get away from that, you know what I mean? That's my drug in life is wrestling, you know what I mean, and entertaining the fans. But, you know, I have all the respect for those MMA guys, but, you know, I tip my hat to them because I couldn't do it.
And I know, Jesse, you were part of the military, and I think we stated this already, but I got a question from Gio that he wants to know if you were on the USS Cole in 2000, and how did that experience help you in your career?
Yes, I was. I was there from 98 to 2002, and it kills me every time I talk about it. But, you know, I mean, people always ask because it's wrestling, and, you know, I was in that company, and they, you know, they see it on TV, and it was, I don't want to say done bad, but it was redone and redone and redone, and people think that, you know, it wasn't real, but just because it's wrestling doesn't mean it's not real. That story, and the guy just put his brights on my face, that's awesome. Sorry, I'm in a car. But, you know, that story, a lot of the fans and a lot of people, even my family, they really don't know the truth, meaning the whole truth. I mean, the story is definitely real. I did lose my best friend and roommate in the explosion, and I went through all that. And my pain and suffering that I went through, people are going to know.
Right.
Before I'm done, before I'm through with wrestling, people are going to know my pain and suffering.
And you know, Jesse, that's another topic, because as we get these veterans here back in the States, some of these guys, and you yourself, that you've been there, you know, they've seen all these horrible situations, and got post-traumatic syndrome and all these other mental diseases, and it's gonna be tough, Jesse. You know, it's overwhelming.
What's really hard is sorry, man.
Right.
You got me, man. You got me.
Okay.
See, guys, we're real. We're real people. what I see with all the veterans coming back, and it's up to us, you know, meaning civilians and stuff. Because I'm a civilian now. I'm a veteran and stuff. But I want to give back also, because I was still here. You know, I'm wrestling. I'm living my dream while they're over there fighting a war. You know, and regardless if it's a war or a needless war or we need it or whatever, you know, they're still over there, man. They got families, man. And when they come back, you know, we as the American people need to be there for them, man. Like, don't depend on your government. Don't depend on programs to help veterans. We as civilians have an obligation to these veterans. You know, they have families. And what I like the most is that, you know, with wrestling, like WWE does that tribute to the troops, man. And I know I talk about it a lot, but that it means so much to me, you know. Like, tribute to the troops, you don't understand what it means to a troop or a veteran even, you know. It's the world, man. Like, just seeing these wrestlers, seeing their heroes, their idols, their people they watch on TV, putting their heart and soul into that ring and just showing the troops how much we appreciate them, man. It just, it goes a long way, you know.
I could imagine if they're out there in combat and, you know, these were just 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever the heck it is, and you get to see some wrestling, that really distracts your mind, and when you're in war, I'm sure you definitely need it.
It definitely means a lot, man, because, like, usually we're sitting on a post, you know, and we're protecting the battlefield. You know, me, I was on a ship, you know, doing my watch, you know, and protecting my shipmates, you know, and coming back from losing people, you know, and seeing wrestlers, you know, pour their heart and soul into something like Tribute to the Troops, it's amazing, man. It speaks louder than all of us. You know what I mean? It speaks volumes, man.
And you know, I want to thank you personally, Jesse, because you put your body in the line to defend this country, and you know, not everyone can do it, Jesse. And
no, I really appreciate it, man. That's why I'm busting my butt out here, man, so I can reach my next level and be out there and doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. So
guys, right? No, and you good old guys, you can follow Jesse on Twitter @ Jesse Neal, or at the Jesse Neal.
At the Jesse Neal.
Yes, right. Jesse, let's take a quick phone call here from another listener. Caller, you on the air on the Roman Show?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Gio here.
Hey, Gio, you got a question for Jesse Neal?
Yeah, actually, he kind of answered it. I wanted to, you know, answer them a question about him being on a USS Cole as a former military guy myself. I was in the Army for years ago, and I'm actually contemplating getting into the reserves. I just want to salute you, brother, and tell you that it's great to see you doing good. And what I actually wanted to ask you was, you know, there's things you talk about, there's things you don't. I have, you know, stories I like to tell, some I just keep to myself because they're a little bit personal. But there's some that I draw inspiration from in the real world, and I was wanting to know, has that helped you a lot to succeed where you've been, and does it keep you going every day? I wasn't in battle like yourself or experienced anything like that, but it helps me at least. You know, I know that guys are out there regardless of your point of the war, if it's good or not, or should we beat or not. There's guys losing their lives so we could be here talking on the phone this night and enjoying this wonderful show. And
I definitely feel you, brother, and I want to say thank you for your service, man. Every person, every day, every second that somebody serves is definitely appreciated. And basically, to answer your question, is that, you know, if I didn't have wrestling, man, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be, man. I was lost before I started wrestling, and until the day I walked into Team 3D Academy, man, with Bubba and Devon, you know, it saved my life. It really did, man. And if I didn't have wrestling, I don't know where I'd be, man. Wrestling definitely keeps me going. Every day I get in that ring, I appreciate life and I appreciate the fans, and just get to give me an opportunity to work, you know, to entertain, and especially to be for the troops. I mean, like you said, like I went to my 10-year reunion for the Cole, and I haven't seen those guys, a lot of them, since the bombing, and that was very emotional, you know, for me. It was very very big step for me emotionally, mentally, and career-wise, because it motivated me even more, because I've seen my shipmates, and I get letters and calls and emails and stuff from veterans and troops overseas, and my shipmates that were on my ship, that I motivated them, that they seen where I came from and what I've done with myself. You know, I motivated them to do their own thing, to be themselves, to be their own star, you know, and that speaks volumes, man. That's going to live with me for the rest of my life. And that's what keeps me going from day to day, because like I said, if I didn't have wrestling, man, I would be lost in this world, because that's what keeps me motivated. You guys as fans, the veterans, you, sir, everything, it definitely keeps me going and keeps me fighting, trust me.
And you know what, Jesse, when you see, I've you know, being a journalist, I've interviewed soldiers who have come back, and some of them, they don't have any hands, any legs, but, you know, they're still out there. They're pursuing whatever hobby they like, or they're working whatever they've always wanted to pursue, and they keep going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's, I mean, you can't get any more motivational than that.
Yeah, you know, you talked about troops coming back, missing limbs and stuff. I've met with plenty of troops missing limbs, and just to see their struggle and their fight and their heroism, you know, just in their eyes, you know, they don't even have to speak about it. You can just feel it, you know, and that motivates you. You know, I got all my limbs and all my body parts, you know, thank God and all that, you know, and I just see somebody like that, and they're still pushing through. You know, that's another reason and memory in my brain that keeps me going, you know, that keeps me going to keep pushing, keep striving, because that gives people like that more motivation to keep going in their life, because there's so much to live for in everybody's life, you know.
All right, Jesse. Well, thank you so very much for taking some time here, and make sure you visit out there in Gaylord Palms in Orlando. Jesse's going to be speaking about bullying. Catch up with him. He'll probably take a picture of you, I would assume. And when's your next wrestling
definitely.
Show, Jesse?
Actually, real quick about that Gaylord Palms thing, I'm probably going to do some videos for Tout, actually. I heard about this new thing on Tout. I'm going to start doing some videos.
Oh, yeah. You got to get on that, Jesse.
I'm behind, man. I got to do some things. I got a Tout, actually. It's The Jesse Neal, so go ahead and jump on there and start following me there. Basically, everything's The Jesse Neal, so it's plain and simple, easy, and I'll start be getting some videos out there for you guys. But definitely got some shows coming up in the next 3 weeks. I'm definitely busy. PW Extreme is this Saturday in Orlando, Florida at, where is it at? It's by the TD Waterhouse, the old TD Waterhouse in Orlando, Florida, the Recreation Center, that's where it is, sorry. The whole military talk got my brain all scrambled. But also, I have a show on the 4th. It's a big show, CWF Wrestling. John Morrison's actually going to be on there. Sanjay Dutt, Jay Lethal, Sam Shaw, one of my good friends and one of my big competitors on the Indies right now. And, of course, Jason Lopez. I'm sure he's going to be out there with his crazy contacts taking pictures. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, buddy. You're a good friend. And a little shout-out right there, buddy. And on August 11th, we got a big show down in Deerfield Beach, right on the beach, man. You never know what's going to happen with me in the beach, man. I have my shirt off. I got abs now. Look, I'm checking out. I'm just kidding. we got a big show there, FOW in Deerfield. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always put on good shows, and it's always family-oriented, so no worries, guys. Bring your kids, and plus I'll have plenty of my Jesse Neal No Mercy t-shirts still left or ready to go. And I got new 8x10s too, so definitely come out and have some fun. It's just going to be good fun, man. You'll definitely be excited to be a fan right now.
Jesse, thanks so very much. You can follow Jesse on Twitter, at the Jesse Neal. Also now, as revealed, on Tout, at the Jesse Neal. Keep up with him, man. A good friend here of the Roman Show. Jesse, thank you so very much for sharing your experiences and your future work. And I'm sure we'll be watching
man.
You on the screen soon.
Oh, definitely, man. You know me. I can't stay away from it very long. So hopefully things start happening, man. I'm still pushing forward and staying strong. I don't have a Facebook, guys. Sorry, all the rest of them are fake. So, but all the other ones he said is all good. Roman, I just want to appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks, fans, for ever listening. And definitely keep in touch with me. I do write back. I get to it. And come out to these shows, man, because I'm going to show you something different, and it's very exciting. So I'll see you guys out there.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so very much, and have a good night.
No problem. The Dog of War is coming, brother.
Thank you, sir. And I'll make sure to check you out there in Deerfield Beach.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. All right. There you go, folks. Great interview there by Jesse Neal. If you have any thoughts or if you want to talk about the whole interview, make sure you call in to 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222 is the number. We're going to go to a little short break, and we'll be right back with Resistance Pro, Mr. Barone. I'm going to be talking about Resistance Pro, and he is actually a big part of that company over there in Illinois. They're going to have a big show this Friday, July 28th. The address is 328 South Marshfield in Chicago, Illinois. Teamster Auditorium. Get your tickets right now. ResistancePro.com. Former WWE superstar John Morrison will be featured. And I'm sure that Jack Barone has lots to talk about. As it was mentioned on Facebook that they are now having a working relationship with Dragon Gate USA. We'll be right back with Jack Barone of Resistance Pro. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
checkoutmmagear.com as your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
And we are back here on The Roman Show. Thank you there, all the guys out there in the chat room who tuned in and listened to the Jesse Neal interview. You know, it's sometimes tough when you're speaking to a person who went through what he went through. I mean, he saw his friend die. In fact, there's a tattoo dedicated to him. And have you heard on the phone? You know, he got very emotional. And to speak about this and for him to come on the show and talk about it, it's just amazing. And you know, I'm really overwhelmed. Thank you so very much, Jesse, for taking some time and speaking to us. And make sure you follow him on Twitter, at the Jesse Neal. And on top, at the Jesse Neal. All right, guys, now we're going to move from Florida to Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, that is. That's Resistance Pro. They're going to have this big, huge event, July 28th. We had several other talents here on The Roman Show. Teamster Auditorium, 328 South Marshfield. That is the address, and you can go to resistancepro.com to purchase your tickets. It will be featuring former WWE superstar John Morrison. And I'm joining on the program at Mr. Jack Marone. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
All righty, sir. Welcome to the show. You know, we have here a lot of the Resistance Pro talent, and I must say, they are very exciting. The guys and girls are amazing. We had the women's champ here who told us a story how she broke one of their, her jaw. And I must say that this company, every time I read about it, it's growing by the minute.
Yeah, we're blown up quick, man. A lot of hard work and a lot of dedication from everybody involved, you know, from the talent to Billy Corgan, to me, my brother. Everybody pitches in to make this thing work. So it's kind of nice to see in a short amount of time. I mean, we announced the company in August of last year at Chicago Comic Con. We'll actually be there again this August, and we're bringing Bobby Lashley with us. We've grown by leaps and bounds in such a short amount of time. We already got local cable, which nobody has done in the Chicago area in decades that I can think of. But it's been through a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice, so we're pretty proud of where we're at right now.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a picture there of Bobby Lashley. It's been some time since we heard about him, as far as in an MMA cage, in the pro wrestling cage. So what's the relationship between Resistance Pro and Bobby Lashley? Are we going to see him in Resistance Pro?
You know what? I think that's going to be in the foreseeable future here. We absolutely love Bobby. Great guy. Amazing talent. Got so much to offer the world. He's had success in WWE, and then he's also had success in the MMA world. And it's about time that Bobby gets his feet back into professional wrestling, and that's something that he definitely wants to do. So we're bringing him to Comic-Con, and we'll literally see what happens from that point. We got so many irons in the fire right now that literally from day to day, we don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you that major things are working as we speak. So we're very excited.
And I know Resistance Pro is definitely making headlines over there in Chicago. I mean, we're down here in Miami. We have a colleague, Johnny Knockouts, in New York, but you know, we hear it all the time. We get messages from Chicagoans, or for folks who live in Chicago who love going to Resistance Pro shows, they're always commenting, it says, guys, you know, I like the interviews. And one thing I notice is that your social media and your internet, everyone is so active. You know, everybody's just commenting on Resistance Pro. You guys not too long ago mentioned that you're working on some sort of a reality show, from what I understand.
Yeah, we're actually, Billy's really in charge of it. And by the way, I'll talk real quick about Billy Corgan. Besides being literally, me and my brother consider him family. We're very, very tight. We have a great relationship. He is one of the best individuals with a total mind for the business. He gets it. You know, not many people do, but he really does. And he cares about every single person that's involved in the business, which is amazing. You don't see many people that do that. So Billy's been working on this reality show along with us since a couple months ago. We had a couple meetings out in L.A., and we actually signed a deal with which we can't mention by name who it was, but a very, very professional, very successful person with a track record in the reality show realm. And this is something that's been going on for a while now. And it's going to focus on the behind the scenes of, you know, independent pro wrestling, because I don't think a lot of people realize how much sacrifice and how much love and how much passion goes into it. It's very easy to go to a show and just see, you know, all your favorite moves done and root for a face or a heel. But at the same time, you don't realize how much sacrifice goes into it. These guys and girls are the most talented that you'll ever see in any promotion, WWE, TNA, you know, whatever company it is. It's just amazing how much literal sacrifice goes into it to chase your dreams. And some achieve it and some don't, but they shouldn't be chastised for that. And this reality show will literally show the struggles that go not only with just the talent, but from the promoter's side. I mean, I dare you to show me one promoter in the independent world that goes into this to make money, because nobody does. It's not about that. It's about helping your friends and achieving your dreams through other people and helping them get to that next plateau.
Now, I understand you're still working the process. It's too premature as far as determined. Is it too premature to determine where it's going to air? On the national television network or cable?
Yeah, it's very premature to figure out where that is. You know, it could be on, you know, basic cable to, you know, the major cable networks like Showtime's, HBO's, anything like that. There's really no way to tell. But I think, you know, the difference between us and regular reality show is we don't have to script what goes on, because there's so much. I don't know how many shows, and I'm sure you've been to a million of them. There's so much that goes on. There's so much struggle. There's so much hardship. There's so much sacrifice that goes into it. You don't have to script anything. Wrestling creates its own world, you know, and it creates its own tragedy and triumph. So we're not worried about that. You know, it's just a matter of where the home for it goes. But it's an exciting time for us, literally, and it's a whirlwind in less than a year. And we're very excited where we're at, and we're blessed to be where we're at. And we have, I'm not going to BS any, can I swear, by the way?
I'll let you slide, I guess. I
won't say major words, but there is so much, no BS, no bullshit. These guys and girls that we have on our roster is 100% the most talented roster out there for any independent promotion. Maybe they didn't get the breaks they needed in life. Maybe they've gotten to WWE developmental but never got the full break they deserved. And then you see them with us and you really see all the talent and you're like, how did they miss out? How did Vince McMahon miss out? And there could be a million reasons, but we're very fortunate. Like, literally, when Harry Smith, and this is no BS once again, fell into our lap, we were so fortunate to have such a talent. I mean, he's got the pedigree. He's a Hart. He's a Smith. He's got everything going from the height, the size, the personality. And then you see him achieve all this greatness with us, and you're like, how did WWE miss it? We don't know. There could be a million factors, but we're just blessed.
And Doc, with that being said, I mean, you've had a long list of names like Harry Smith, El Generico, who in the independent scene is an amazing wrestler. Raven, obviously a wrestler has been in WCW, TNA, I mean, the list goes on and on. Kevin Steen, another amazing wrestler in the independent scene. Not too long ago, we had Mr. 450. This guy is phenomenal. And now a Rhino, another gentleman that you have there on your program. And now you're going to have John Morrison now. You said, I read some of the flyers there. You said featured. Is he going to be wrestling at any time during this event on Friday?
Yes, he will be wrestling the Ego, Robert Morrison, or Robert Anthony. So he will be wrestling at the event. And the Ego, Robert Anthony, is, once again, one of those talents that is just was in WWE developmental for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Why he never made it is beyond us, because this guy is a 5-tool player in the field. He literally steals the show every single event we have. He can do every single thing you want. Great guy, great talent, good-looking, young kid, just amazing. And those two, I guarantee, if anyone's coming to the show, will tear the house down. They will steal the show that night.
Yeah, no doubt. We had him here on the program, too. Very charismatic, very entertaining. So I'm sure that when you go out there this Friday night in Chicago, you'll definitely have a blast. ResistancePro.com is a website. You can get your tickets there and for any further information. Jack, now, so what is the goal of Resistance Pro? Do you perhaps want to build this thing with Billy and the rest of the crew to be on a national level where you can be competing with the other guys? Do you want to compete with the other guys, or you want to set yourselves apart?
See, that's a real tough question there. Obviously, no, you're never going to compete with WWE, and there's no point in trying to compete. They're a juggernaut, and God love them for what they do. They're an amazing product. They're what we all aspire to be. You know, from our talent to us, that's your model. That's what you look up to. Being a national promotion would be great. Not to be a competitor to WWE, but maybe to be a little bit of a competitor to TNA, maybe. To take that to the next level would be the goal. But ultimately, the goal is to get our talent noticed by WWE and TNA, which are the big two, and give them all the credit they deserve, because they both busted their asses to become what they are today. You know, they have national cable, they have advertising, they have sponsorship, they have everything going for them. Obviously, WWE's, you know, 10 steps above even TNA, but TNA is still doing a phenomenal job, and they're reinventing themselves right now. So there's a lot of good things going on. I think for wrestling fans, everybody needs a different outlet, something else, an alternative, if you will, kind of like the Smashing Pumpkins, if I use Billy as an analogy here. They were a total different alternative to what was out there as far as mainstream at the time, and they turned themselves into a global phenomenon. And if we can capture that same lightning in a bottle, and obviously Billy's one of the most talented and charismatic people I've ever had the privilege of meeting, if we can do something like that in a wrestling world, then we'll be a huge, huge success. I mean, to think what we've come in less than a year and what we've accomplished, and now we're partnering up with Dragon Gate USA, you know, and doing the Comic-Cons and, you know, local television and the global recognition we've gotten, I really think we can be a competitor. But if it never happens, and if we can get most of our talent signed, then we've achieved greatness already. So,
yeah, and there's no doubt. I mean, your first event was on Black Friday, last November 25th, 2011. In fact, we were giving away some of those DVDs here about in March, and thank you guys for that. And some folks had
the opportunity
to see it. Yeah, and people love it. You know, people love seeing it. I know ResistancePro.com, you can see some of the YouTube videos. And, in fact, I'll see if I talk to you guys later on. We'll give away some more DVDs. But right now, as we speak, I have a person in the chat room like, shoot, you know, they should put this stuff on national TV. And in fact, with Billy's creativity, you can see the difference with your product compared to the rest. I mean, there's always a niche for different wrestling when it comes. And that's one thing that I learned when WrestleMania came down here in Miami, Florida. And you had Dragon Gate, you had ROH, you had obviously WWE, and you had so much stuff to choose from. And I see, I don't know about you, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I see, like, it's kind of wrestling is reinventing itself, and it's kind of like how it was in the early 90s when you had the ECWs, you had all these little promotions down there, and little by little, they were making a name for themselves.
Well, that's what you got to do. You know, ECW is, we've always talked about since day one, that's how you model yourself after, because Paul Heyman, the genius that he is, He took a bunch of unknowns and a bunch of people, you know, but, you know, a totally different time where you didn't have the YouTubes, and the only way you could catch them was on, you know, VHS tapes if you got them from Japan. But he grabbed the Sabus, he grabbed the Tazzes and the RVDs and all these people that were really the outcasts of wrestling. And then if you fast forward 5 years from when he started, you see where they went. You know, like a very close friend of mine and my brother's Gabriel's is Shane Douglas. And you talk to Shane, I swear to God, it's one of the greatest experiences of your life because his man is so intelligent, so smart, knows everything about the business, someone you can respect and trust. And to see how he never, I mean, don't get me wrong, he achieved greatness in WWE as far as Intercontinental title, WCW, U.S. titles, all that stuff. But to see what he could have been, potential-wise, and it's because it was so different. You know, Paul took the big chance in making a niche for himself and being different. Our goal in, since day one, and Billy really was the push behind this, was to make it an old-school feel where it's strong storyline but still an amazing story being told in the ring. You know, if you go to a regular indie show, it's going to be every match wants to copy Ring of Honor. Well, Ring of Honor is their own success. Dragon Gate is their own success. Why would you want to copy and mimic every match being 20 minutes long and there's six super kicks in a match and, you know, everybody does the same stuff? You lose the fans. Where do you go from there? You know, but if you tell a story, if you have something to tell, you got to have something to bring the fans back. You know, and it can't just be the regular, every match looks the same. You know, and that's what Billy is able to capture is because he can set pacing. He can set tone. We literally tell him, here's your roster for the show. And he's like, I got this. You know, and literally, if we don't know a day before the show, it still turns out fantastic. And every show we've grown because it's a learning curve still, you know. But we're very proud of where we've come. And we can't thank you enough as Resistance Pro. We can't thank you enough for supporting us and helping us get the word out there about us. Because even though we've gotten a lot of mainstream publicity, we're still not to that upper echelon of WWE's and TNA's yet. So by your words and the fans' words and the blogs and the social media is pushing us, it just helps us grow every day.
No, well, thank you. And again, the big show is this Friday, Teamster Auditorium, 328 South Marshfield in Chicago, Illinois. It will be a taped show, and it will feature former WWE superstar John Morrison. Now, tell me about this working relationship with Dragon Gate USA. What exactly does this mean? What is it going to mean for the roster? What is it going to mean for the fans?
I think for everybody, it's a win-win. From Dragon Gate, Gabe Sapolsky, by the way, had multiple conversations with him. Fantastic guy. Fantastic. Smart man. He's achieved greatness everywhere he's been. It's very hard to start, as you well know, to start an independent promotion. He's achieved greatness, literally everything he's touched. I think from a fan standpoint, they win. They get to see Dragon Gate talent. They'll get to see our talent. You know, it's a cross-promotional thing. It's not a competitive thing by any means. We don't want to necessarily compete as far as to kick somebody down or to take somebody out of business. The boys need places to work. And if we can't provide that, maybe Dragon Gate does, maybe Chikara does, maybe Ring of Honor does, TNA, WWE, and CCW, all these millions of promotions, Blitz Pro Wrestling, all these companies can give them places to work. So if you work with somebody and you can develop and give them new stars and new talent that can eventually go on to WWE, you're kind of like your own developmental. And the fans get to see them before they become the big household names and can root and cheer them on, kind of like music. You know, literally, it's the same thing. You used to go to concerts and see 100 people in the crowd, and then the next time you go 4 months later, 600 people. And the next time they're selling out big outdoor venues, and you're like, well, I remember them when they were nobodies. But you're there, you're supporting them. You're helping them achieve their dreams, and that's all we want. I mean, I'm 33 years old. My brother's 35. We used to be workers back a long time ago in Chicago. We trained with CM Punk's and the Colt Cabana's and the Jay Bradley's and everybody that came out of Steel Domain here in Chicago. Could we be a typical promotion and put ourselves in the ring and book ourselves as champion? Sure. But what's the point? We're not going to do that. We'd rather help all these young kids achieve their dreams or the so much more talented achieve their dreams. That's what it's all about. There's no egos involved in this company, which sets us apart. So to work with Dragon Gate, it's literally the same thing. Dave Sapolsky wants to get his talent signed, and he already has. Pac's gotten signed. I'm sure Gargano will be signed shortly, and he deserves it. His whole roster deserves to be signed. You know, so if we can partner up and give the fans what they want, then maybe we've achieved something that nobody else is willing to do, and that's sacrifice business for the better good of the fans.
Yeah, we've had Gabe here, and we met him. We had the pleasure of meeting him at a show down here in South Florida, and those shows are amazing. So combining you and Dragon Gate, I'm sure it's going to be a huge treat for the fans. Guys, this Friday in Chicago, all those folks in Chicago, Teamster Auditorium, 328 South Marshfield in Chicago, Illinois. ResistancePro.com is a website to get your tickets. Don't miss it. It's going to be exciting. At what time do the doors open?
Doors open at 6 o'clock for the pre-show meet and greet. First three rows get into that. 7 o'clock bell time for the pre-show, 7:30 for the main show. Going to be great. We got Harry Smith, who's our champion, against number one contender Jay Bradley. This is what it's announced right now. John Morrison Hennigan against the Ego Robert Anthony. Like I said, it's just already those two matches are a show, let alone what else we have in store. And albeit with Resistance Pro, we will always give you surprises. So expect a lot more on the card.
Awesome. Jack, thank you so very much. Always welcome here in the program anytime you want to speak. And thank you so very much. And much success over there with Resistance Pro.
Thank you much. I appreciate your support, guys. If you ever need anything from us, we are there for you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Well, great interview there with Jack Barone of Resistance Pro. And you can get your tickets again. ResistancePro.com is a website. Teamster Auditorium, 328 South Marshfield in Chicago, Illinois. Folks, if you're in Chicago listening, head on over to ResistancePro.com. Get your tickets right now. You're going to be seeing Harry Smith, the Resistance Pro champ. You're also going to be seeing a former WWE talent, John Morrison, in action. You don't want It's a huge, huge event. And this promotion is growing by the minute. And it is amazing. I actually had the opportunity of watching that first show that Resistance Pro had back in on Black Friday, November 25th, 2011. It was actually held at the Excalibur. And the show was actually called Black Friday. And it was awesome. It was really amazing. We had the DVD given out to one of our fans. And I know that those folks enjoyed it. And I know if you haven't seen any of the matches, head on over to ResistancePro.com. You'll be able to get a little sneak peek before these guys go big, because it's just only a matter of time. As Billy from the Smashing Pumpkin, the lead singer there, has put his creativity into this great promotion. All right, guys, let's take some phone calls real quick. But in the meantime, before we get started, I'm going to bring in to a man that I think this man actually should be either a booker for the WWE or maybe he could become the new Nostradamus. I don't know what it is, but I'm talking about Randall Villafaña. I would hopefully get a hold of him here with this Block Talk Radio. Because Randall, when WrestleMania came to South Florida, he had the original Intercontinental belt. And Randall had the opportunity of meeting none other than The Miz, and he signed it. Randall, what led you to think that he would be to win this title, and he did so last night on Monday Night Raw?
Well, I mean, I don't even know how I really came up with the thought. I mean, he signed it, and while he was signing, he was like, you know, I haven't even won this one yet. And I just expressed it. I was like, well, maybe this is what should be next then. And he kind of like, you know, gave me that little grin smile and, you know, walked off. And then, you know, you look at it, he hasn't won a title since WrestleMania, since before WrestleMania, obviously. And
yep.
The next title he gets is the Intercontinental title.
You predicted correctly.
He's a Triple Crown winner now. The Miz,
yeah,
winning the Intercontinental belt last night on the Raw 1000. And let me tell you, Randall, I don't know about you. I enjoyed the show. I must say it was a little hard to watch the show because, you know, I was also on the Travel Channel, so I was kind of flip-flopping there. But it's kind of hard. I actually had Raw on my computer, and then I had the Bizarre Foods on TV. But what is your take on it? Did it really live up to the hype?
Yeah, you know what? I really enjoyed the show. I think they played the way they used any of the legends and any of the old school names that people would recognize really well. I think the only one that didn't receive a pop at all would probably have been Slick when he came out as a reverend for the wedding. He was the only one that didn't really get much of a pop at all. But, I mean, everybody else, I mean, they used them very well. I really enjoyed the show a lot. And, even though it was 3 hours, it didn't even feel like it. It felt like you were watching a regular show. It ran by, you know, real comfortably. It didn't feel like they were trying to stretch too much, which was felt pretty good.
Yeah, it did. It did really run by smoothly. It did not feel like it was 3 hours. Many of the folks were on social media and on blogs saying, oh, the third hour is going to be deadly. I don't know what they could come up with. But, in fact, even one person put, bring back The Undertaker full-time. That killed like 40 minutes because of his entrance. But you know what?
Yeah.
Everything came out nice. Everything came out nice. And from the latest ratings, the numbers, they say that the first hour had the least viewers. But that's understandable since it's the first time they started at 8 p.m. But
yeah.
After that, the numbers went through the roof.
Yeah,
the
but which would be unfortunate too, because a lot of people then missed the DX reunion, which, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, of course, they had promoted the Shawn Michaels coming out, but, you know, it was awesome to see X-Pac, Badass Billy Gunn, and Road Dogg come out also in the gear and come out in the military truck with the cannon. You know, it's giving you a little bit of the WCW and Raw Monday Night Wars. So it was a good little moment there. You had that, and then obviously the little back and forth banter between them. It was awesome. It was awesome.
It was great, and you know, I was talking with Jesse. Billy Gunn does look in great shape. Triple H too, although Triple H said that he was the only one who had a of hair there. You know, he was the only one. But X-Pac got a little belly. You know, Road Dogg.
You got to remember, he was covering something with his bandana, and I think that was the point being made that he might have one of those going
bald
spots on the top of his head.
But even Shy looked like he had like a little belly. I don't know if you noticed that one.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know, you know, Shawn Michaels, the guy that always kept in shape. I don't know if to get his 4-1 as far as how they keep up in shape. But overall, it seemed like a great thing. Lita came out.
I was actually very impressed that, you know, she came out and she was able to go ahead and, I mean, our twist of fate, I mean, that's not like the most difficult move for her to pull, but,
yep.
You know, the flip, the moonsault off the turnbuckle, I was very happy she was able to pull it, you know?
Very smooth. Trish looked great. Stephanie McMahon,
yep.
Who we haven't seen in TV, and I can't remember the last time I saw her, looking amazing.
She didn't lose her touch at all. Yeah, the whole character, everything was on point. It was awesome.
Yeah, and obviously the legendary Bret Hart, the APA, who would have thought that? I never imagined JBL coming back, although there was lots of rumors that Ric Flair was going to be there, but I didn't see him. I would have loved for him to see the Nature Boy.
That probably would have been the biggest pop of the night, you know, just seeing if he would have made an appearance there, and that would have been awesome.
It was rumored that he was going to be the general manager, but as we found out, it was Adrian. Many folks disappointed. Others actually celebrating, saying, you know, I never saw that one coming.
That's very true. I mean, a lot of people were expecting maybe a Mick Foley or something like that, maybe pulling a legend out of the hat to go ahead and pull the GM position. But Adrian, nobody would have expected it. It's definitely going to be something that they can play with and toy with, you know, because there's a lot of emotions and all that stuff, a lot of storyline going on there. And obviously, unknowing what CM Punk's current status is, if what he did to The Rock was actually a heel move or if he's just making a point about the possible matchup. There's a lot of things that can go on there. So, I mean, there's a lot of interesting points to be made. But I do want to ask you, what's your thoughts on John Cena being the first superstar to fail to cash in the Money in the Bank suitcase?
Well, you know, I think I'm actually, I appreciate it because most of the time you expect it.
And knowing the fact that he is the name of the company, I think that it was a wise move on WWE because like that it keeps suspense. But you know he's gonna get a title shot. Let's be honest, somehow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously they're gonna go and play the whole the fight got interrupted by Big Show thing. So more than likely that'll come into play. But I just thought it was really interesting that they went that path because a lot of people there mm-hmm. were saying, "Oh, that's it. Cena got the title again. Here we go."
Exactly, and I see that they're coming up with more suspense. They're really not making. They're not happening what you think is going to happen, which is great. But as announced, The Rock is going to be wrestling for the title at the Royal Rumble. It was announced last night, and he did say it.
That was really interesting. I really enjoyed that they put that into play because a lot of people were wondering, is that it for The Rock? I mean, obviously he was expected to make a couple appearances and things like that, but. I mean, the thought of him wrestling again was kind of diminished a little after the last match and since he kind of just vanished afterwards. So it's going to be interesting to see if, you know, I mean, if they actually let him capture the title one more time. It'll be very interesting to see what they do and how they move along with it. I mean, obviously his film career is in the way, so what would be the role being played there?
Yeah, and we also saw the return of The Undertaker. That was amazing with Kane. And I'd like to mention, many people are wondering, where was Stone Cold Steve Austin? Well, we learned that he was getting surgery on his left knee. Well, he had surgery on his left knee on July 2nd, and he was resting. That's the reason why he was not on Monday Night Raw. He went under the knife. So, obviously, I'm sure that Stone Cold would have loved to have been in Monday Night Raw. Him being a huge part of the success of the program. So I know we'll see Stone Cold one way or another, Randall.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people mentioned, I think I forgot who it was, I think it was actually Cena who pointed out that if it wasn't for Austin's feud with Vince McMahon, that could have possibly been the end of Raw at the point because that was really what captured the fans to maintain themselves on the TV sets tuned into Raw was the continuing, you know, beef and the continuing stunners that were being handed out and everything that was being done between the Vince McMahon versus Steve Austin era. And that was one of the, you got to admit, that is one of the greatest, greatest rivalries in WWE history. So, I mean, if Stone Cold was practically one of the biggest parts of Raw surviving and being, reaching the 1,000 episode mark.
No, not about it. I'm sure they got another 1,000 episodes to come. Anything that you would, well, obviously other than Ric Flair that everyone wanted, anyone that you would have liked to have appeared on the show that you think belonged there? I'll be honest, I thought that at one point when they had that the towel segment, when AJ, when they said, something of that she was in love with another man or made another proposal. I really thought it was going to be Val Venus. I thought it would have been great. That was just me second guessing. But anyone that you would have loved to have seen in Monday Night Raw other than Ric Flair that was a huge part of the show?
Man, it's just
you think they pretty much brought everyone?
Yeah, I mean, they bring as many people as I would have probably thought, you know. I mean, they brought everybody that Heath Slater jobbed over to. So, I mean, all those legends were there. I mean, Ric Flair probably would have been the highest point for me. And, you know, anybody else, I mean, is either not with us. I mean, Macho Man would have been something great to see,
Edge,
you know. But obviously, Edge would have been awesome, yeah. But, Edge is more of a recent guy who went away. So, I mean, if you go back to a legend status, I mean, we even got to see Dude Love. We expected that one.
We did get to see Dude Love. That was just amazing. One thing that many were saying, obviously, I mean, DX, sure, you know, you saw the rest of them, minus China. We got CJBL. We got Ron Simmons. Mean Gene Okerlund. Heck, we got to see one of the first reporters of Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
Mooney. And Jonathan Coachman also tweeted that he was not invited, him being playing a strong role
in the whole broadcast of Monday Night Raw. Jim Ross was there. That's another person we got to see in action. So,
unrecognizable, JR.
You know, Sunny wasn't there, and the reason Sunny wasn't there is because the whole issue she's having with the rehab. That's another person that I think would have fit well. I can't. Sable, maybe. You know, Sable would have been great, perhaps. Being that Brock Lesnar was there. And by the way, Brock Lesnar, totally different Brock Lesnar since the last time we saw him on the Raw, Randall.
Yeah, you can definitely tell the difference. He went and you know, really got to work. He looked a lot more lean, a lot more fitter, a lot more toned. And you can tell that he worked on his on at least his work inside the ring as well. You know, he didn't land anything that was really painful and could possibly break a bone. You know, so you know, he didn't cause a gash or bust some lips or anything like that. So he was a little bit safer to work with, obviously. So that was the plus. But very interesting match out there. You know, I mean, obviously, everybody's kind of already had the idea that was going to happen. Pretty much, you already had seen commercials for the SummerSlam with Brock Lesnar already on it, so you kind of figured, he's going to take that eventually.
Well, backstage, Randy Orton was backstage. Of course, right now, he is serving a 60-day suspension for his second violation of WWE's talent wellness program. But yes, he was in the backstage. We won't see him a couple of, probably like another month or so left, Randy Orton. But yeah, he was backstage, and I don't know who else would. You know, I think other than person entirely Sunny and Sable, I think they did a fair job on that. But a lot of folks, some saying that it didn't live up to the hype. Michael Cole said it felt sort of like WrestleMania. Because of all of the gathering of all these guys. What do you see of going that far?
In the sense of, like, you know, it felt like, you know, there's so many big surprises, so many pops for different people that you haven't seen in such a long time, and that's usually what you get when WrestleMania comes around, because they'll probably throw in a Rumble match, and you'll probably see somebody come in that you haven't seen in a while. Like, you'll see Kevin Nash come in or somebody like that come in on them, and they'll get the pop. So you kind of got that vibe off this episode because so many legends came around. So, I mean, in that sense, and you know, the new set, the new stage.
Mm-hmm. Which I must say, that looked good. It looked good.
Yeah, a lot bigger and a lot more noticeable and seems like more of a WrestleMania type of set, you know, just as big as it was. I mean, in that kind of sense, they could. I don't think, I mean, you can't compare it to a WrestleMania, but I get where Michael Cole would be coming from with that kind of a statement.
And, that pretty much wraps it up. Other than, you know, I would love to have seen, perhaps, not going to happen, but Razor Ramon. He was pretty instrumental in Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
Kevin Nash.
That probably wouldn't have been a good showing.
The Click. Randall, let's take this quick phone call. Remember, folks, tomorrow night we're back 9:30 p.m. on the Mixed Martial Arts episode. We'll be talking some MMA and some other good stuff out there. We're going to have some Invicta FC talent, as well as some two gentlemen who'll be fighting down here in Florida. And, you know, Invicta FC, Randall, is being hyped by the minute that all women's MMA promotion is amazing. Everyone is talking about it. Yeah. And we had the pleasure to interview two ladies who will be in that card on the 28th. And I'm excited to hear what this other fighter will have to say. And we've definitely understood a different point of view of a fighter, this time from a woman, Randall. Uh-huh. I think it's a great thing. And then, mind you, next Wednesday, we're going to have none other than Misha Tate on The Roman Show. That's next Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll have the ability and opportunity to have her here in the program. And here on The Roman Show, as we talk some pro wrestling, we're gonna go back to the indies. You know, we're going to interview some indie folks here on the program, so stay tuned for more information.
all the way from New York. We're going to have some talent out there that's going to be on this program, including Joe Maximo. Joe Maximo will be on the Roman show next Tuesday to talk some pro wrestling. Randall, let's take this quick phone call here. Yes, who do I have the honor of speaking to?
You ask that question like you don't know the number that's on your screen.
Randall, can you believe this? What do you have to say, man?
Listen. Listen to me and listen to me well.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Hey, let's do this, Randall. Keep count how long the stuttering takes. Go ahead.
I'm counting down.
You done?
Go ahead. Speak.
You know, you done?
Yes,
because
I
could have sworn that last week I called in here, and I kind of like made peace with you, and now you continue. So who looks like the bad guy now?
How long did it take him to see that statement, Randall? Did you keep
going? No, answer that question to your millions of fans. I came on this show, and everyone who listened to it is my witness. Yes, I stuttered there. Is my witness. They saw me come on here.
So not only are you stuttering, not only does it take you like 5 minutes to make a point, but you repeat the same word twice?
Because you do not answer my question. So I need to repeat myself because you're deaf.
See what I mean? He's repeating himself.
Who looks like the bad guy now?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to keep count how long it takes you to start. That's all it is. Maybe you could be in the Guinness Book of Records, just like the porn star we had last week.
Well, hey, that's a different story. But it seems to me like you change co-hosts like a pimp changes whores every week.
Hey, respect for my co-hosts, would you?
Hey.
Whether it be Johnny or Randall.
I'm sorry
That's why you couldn't cut it in this show.
Listen, I couldn't cut it. Yes, you're right. But on top of that, I'm not the one who's married to a person out of pity, Randall. So let's just put it
all things... Why does he have to go there, Randall? I mean, the guy wants to be funny, and then he just... I don't get this, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I understand you are Mr. Professional.
Point simple, I don't listen to Eskerman. When species is around, that's the kind of thing that just goes down the drain and doesn't get the attention it deserves.
By the way, we just lost all of our listeners. Go ahead, Keith.
Well, mind you, I hate to break up the bad news, but earlier on my show, Reality Check, by the way, facebook.com/realitycheck1, plug.
You have a show?
Yes, I have a show. Oh. On Reality Check... And mind you, most likely your producer never got a hold of you on this, but apparently so. My producer has told me that some sort of partnership is working with Reality Check and the Roman Show now. So, hey, you better fire your.
Yeah, you damn skippy. I'm gonna fire my producer who came up with this idea.
So, by all means, it's not my fault you don't get the information. It's not my fault that my show. It's not my fault that my show is real. So basically,
I can't be affiliated with a numbskull like you. Yeah, you're talking to a gentleman here who appeared on Bizarre Foods on prime time, baby.
Congratulations! Congratulations on that.
You honestly think it's kind of like mixing salad, steak, chicken? Like, have you seen that new lobster sandwich they got in Subway now? This looks disgusting.
Really?
Come on, man.
They have that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You think it's going to happen with a show?
# lobster sandwich. Ugh.
God, have you seen that, Randall?
Something you and I could agree on.
What's that, Randall?
Ugh.
I'm just not even going to say nothing.
My girlfriend and I, we saw this lobster sandwich is horrible. It looked disgusting. It looked like grains on a bun. But, whatever.
I think
sure.
We just made Subway lose a bunch of sales.
I don't know what this partnership is all about, but I'd love to hear from the fans. So if you're on Twitter right now, hashtag Roman Show. Should the Roman Show be affiliated with this? I don't even know what to call you. You know, Kate, I don't even know what adjective I should use to describe you.
Former co-host, former douchebag, former whoever, whatever you want to call me. I've turned a new leaf. I'm nicer now, except I'm more real and more honest. I'm kind of like the CM Punk dropping the pipe bomb. So,
the pipe bomb?
The
new trend is hashtag stutter. Go ahead.
Wait, can you exclude the word pipe from that? Because
a stuttering pipe. Stuttering pipe bomb. Go ahead.
Listen, Randall, you and I came off the... We have always been on the wrong foot. Always. From the beginning of the Roman Show all the way to my depart. But here's what I'm offering you, Randall, here live on the Roman Show. I've turned a new leaf. If you want bygones to be bygones, I'm willing to do that. Do you want to squish the beef?
How did you turn into this angel? What have you been doing, like those how-to books or something, like Secret?
Listen, it's a bunch of books, but it's also a bunch of anger management classes. Now, mind you,
look at this.
The
listeners right now, I have been lost, like literally. You know, my system here was blowing up. All of a sudden, it just went to zero. Goose egg.
Okay, well,
what the F? They don't know what's going on. Just to give the heads up to people out here, to the listeners. This is
Stephen Cage.
He was formerly a former co-host here in the Roman Show, and he left to pursue his dream of holding John Cena's underwear and at WrestleMania 29 in New York. So he got a job as a custodian at MetLife. But that didn't work out for him. He said it was too long. So he decided to have his own show. And now he is on this show here begging for the Roman Show to support his show. Thank you. That's just a quick summary there. Go ahead, Gage.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not coming to you guys to live off of you guys. The Roman Show, I don't need the Roman Show. You know, with all due respect to you guys, I know you guys hit about 900 listeners a week.
900? I don't know where you're getting these numbers. But the number's so big it doesn't even fit my screen.
Okay, well, maybe more. You guys don't need Reality Check. And Reality Check definitely does not need you guys. But because we are in the professional field of journalism, I'm willing to open the doors to a partnership. And that's where I leave. Leave it at. Right now, you know my show starts at 9 o'clock. Your show starts at 9:30. We could work something out with our producers and attorneys and see what we could do with the time slot. You know,
who
one
are
day
these
before
attorneys?
You...
I'd love to meet them, by the way.
Well, as you know, I fired my Dave Goldstein. And then
Randall,
are
you with Goldstein?
I'm pretty sure you guys have realized I haven't been on the show as frequently, at least in the pro wrestling show as frequently. And that's in part thanks to Goldstein, and, you know, I kind of realized why our former co-host here fired him, because, yeah, the drinking didn't stop, the drugs didn't stop, the guy just completely overhauled my whole reputation here of being always on point, including to making me mess up on an interview, which was the worst moment, you know, having given me the wrong information. How can I look at a pro wrestler in the face in an interview after that incident?
Well, I don't want to know the incident in that case, but whatever the incident is past. You know, if Dave Goldstein is even still having the cojones, and he understands that because he's Spanish too, he's the first ever Hispanic Jewish attorney. If he's still listening to the show, I would love to shoot him down right here live on the room.
Actually, now that you mentioned, Dave Goldstein is on the line.
Oh, God.
Yours, former... Dave Goldstein, what are you drinking today, sir?
Gin and tonic.
What's that?
I'm drinking gin and tonic.
Uh-huh, I see. Goldstein,
hey,
what
Mr.
is
Roman.
Your status? I'm glad to hear that you're alive, first and foremost.
What was this about, you scumbag?
Hey, hold on. Before this continues, Mr. Roman, permission to have a tiny promo battle return to your show right now.
Oh, no. Promo battle.
Really?
Promo
battle?
Really? Do you want a promo battle? Promo battle, guys, for the folks listening, is basically when two individuals go head-to-head on the phone and try to break each other's testicles. Go ahead, Cage.
Let me tell you something, Dave Goldstein. The only reason you never move on in life is because the only woman that you've ever going to get or close to get or even the closest you are going to feel to a nipple is the top of a freaking vodka bottle. Okay? Because let me tell you something. You are a worthless piece of crap. Okay? No one's ever going to hire you. No one's ever going to be with you. No one's going to be even in the same bed with you. Be good friends with that nurse of yours, because that nurse that you currently have is probably the closest female you're ever going to get, if not, if she's not already a transsexual. So feel free to bomb on that, bitch.
Oh, a lot of anger management there. Hey, have you been partying up there with Charlie Sheen there, Cage?
Well, no, I just had a lot of things to get off my chest, and that's what one of my therapists told me I should do, get the anger off my chest, and I finally did, because Dave Goldstein was the original member of why I was so pissed. But anyway, let him have
vodka
the
bottle top. I see that. Okay, so, Goldstein, you know, I gotta wrap this up. This is like our ratings just literally just went all the way down. What do you have to say, Goldstein?
Why did you actually have to get him on?
I don't know. He just came over here crying. And by the way, folks, Dave Goldstein is still in Mexico celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
hey! Don't tune into Reality Check. Please tune into the Roman Show. Whatever he wants to do is because all those callers that he says, it's not true.
This is probably the worst segment I've ever had in this show.
Okay, but all I want to say is we better include a hot dog cannon if this is going to happen.
Hot dogs,
corn dogs,
mini dogs, whatever you got, man.
Are we squashing the beef or what?
It doesn't go mini. It has to go extra long and extra large.
Are we squashing the beef or what, Randall?
All right, yes, I'll squash the beef. At least temporarily, until you mess up.
Squash the beef to Mexican music. I don't even know. Who wrote this crap? I don't know. Now this guy. Seriously, who wrote this script? I want to know.
Hey, stop playing that music until the illegals start crossing the border.
Guys, tune in next Tuesday. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
For crying out loud, I was married to one.
Yeah, you sure were.
I think I'm depressed.
Yeah. I think so too, man. I think I'm going to have to go and join Goldstein there and drink one of those Gusano Rojos Mezcal.
Hey, come join me, Roman.
Right. So next Tuesday, 9:30 p.m., make sure you tune in. Joe Maximo will be joining us along with if Johnny Naka returns out of his vacation, he'll be here in the program. And tomorrow night, Randall, we got a phenomenal MMA show. We're going to talk about that. Man, Hector Lombard.
That's not even... I'm already depressed as it is. Let's not go there.
Man, I'll just tell you this much. It ruined my buzz.
Yeah.
All right, with that being said, tomorrow, 9:30 p.m., Invicta FC talent and a whole bunch of other fighters are going to be fighting out here in South Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for tuning in, and I hope all you guys enjoy the Jesse Neal interview and Jock Verone, the Resistance Pro. Thank you both, you gentlemen, for coming on the program. And a week from next Tuesday, a veteran of the pro wrestling world, Tom Pritchard, original member of the Heavenly Bodies, here on the Roman Show, is going to discuss his book. Are you still there, Goldstein, or are you? What are you doing?
I'm restocking. Another Jane Tarmac, please. Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo, folks.
See what you bring, Cage? You bring
someone has. Someone needs to buy him a calendar.
Yeah, I know what it is. Randall, final thought.
Final thoughts. Well, really ecstatic with what we saw at Raw 1000. We're going to see what they're going to do next and how they're going to be able to maintain holding up those 3 hours. And hopefully it doesn't end up, you know, being a fall, a flop, or any of that. And let's see what happens with Cage, because now I'm intrigued to see if this is a real flip of the page or if I'm just walking into a trap here by saying I'm squashing this.
Yeah, you better not be playing possum there, Cage.
I am not playing possum. I give you my word.
Well, follow the action, guys. RodolphoRoman.com. Twitter, #RomanShow, @RomanDH. With that being said, have a wonderful, wonderful good night. And we'll see you here tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Good night.
Is it really Cinco de Mayo?